You may have seen him on Comedy Central, or you may know him as a writer on The Late Late Show with James Corden. Now, comedian Jared Logan is recording his next comedy album right here in Vermont. Logan will record an album over 5 shows this weekend at Vermont Comedy Club in front of a live audience, and he joins us on the line. Hi, Jared.
Hi, Henry.
Jared, you regularly perform around the country. So why Vermont? What makes you want to record your album here?
The best comedy audiences are sort of diverse comedy audiences because I started my career in Chicago, where we always had a diverse crowd, and those crowds always laugh the hardest because they don't all have the same bias or prejudice, right?
Okay.
And so in Chicago, what I would always get when I started back, you know, in the early 2000s, I would always get like old people, young people, black people, white people, all out of the shows where I started my career. And I find in Burlington, I also get these kind of diverse crowds that, I don't know, they're just up for some fun. They don't have like a certain expectation that they, you know, they can just go with the flow and enjoy whatever's coming at them.
You are married to a comedian, Kara Klenk, and she's performing with you this weekend.
That's right.
Yeah. So what's that dynamic like, not only being married to a fellow comedian, but also you're performing together?
Well, Kara is my writing partner, and she is my equal in every way. So just don't be fooled by the fact that she's opening, because she's actually quite funnier than me. It solves problems as much as it creates problems. I've known lots of comedians who are married to non-comedians who have to really teach their loved one about, you know, the life of the comedian, the staying out late, the extreme insecurity over what amounts to like, you know, a joke about going to the bathroom, you know, just all of these like things that, you know, a lot of people when they get to know a comedian intimately have to learn about. My wife already knows them, you know. But on the other hand, when you are envious of the other person's opportunities, but I just think that that's just that kind of exciting frisson that every relationship has, where, you know, there's always going to be a little friction, and that's good, as long as it's not too much.
What can people expect at the shows at Vermont Comedy Club?
I'm talking a lot about what I talked about on my last album, which is the fact that I was born in West Virginia, and now I'm like living in Hollywood, but there's that West Virginia red state experience is a lot of my act. But I also like to get into stuff like history a little more now, bringing a little bit of that geek culture stuff into my stand-up act. So, for example, I tell a story about Zachary Taylor. Do you know Zachary Taylor, Henry?
I know he was a U.S. president.
He's one of the 8 U.S. presidents to die in office. And do you know how he died?
I don't, off the top of my head, no.
Okay, well, what happened was is he went to a street fair on the 4th of July. This is all true. He ate some bad milk.
Uh-huh.
Or some bad cherries, accounts differ.
Okay.
And he got very bad diarrhea. And he had so much diarrhea that he died of diarrhea. We had a president who just died via diarrhea.
Yeah.
Now, that alone would make a great story. But
yeah.
For a long time, people argued about whether he had maybe been poisoned because he was an abolitionist. There were a lot of pro-slavery people when he was president. So historians argued about this so much. I'm not making this up. They dug up his body and they performed a radiocarbon test on the skeleton to see if he had been poisoned. And when they did that, you know what they found out?
Yeah, what?
It was diarrhea. Sorry about that. Yeah, we shouldn't have dug him up.
Okay.
That was a mistake. That was put him back. Sorry about that.
Jared Logan records his next comedy album this weekend at Vermont Comedy Club in Burlington. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.